In our first reading today, we hear about Abraham and a critical event in the history of salvation. And Abraham had no children into his old age. He had no heir, no descendants. And God had promised him that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. But year after year went by, and it wasn't until his wife Sarah was 90 years old that she conceived and bore a child. And so there was a lot of time that Abraham had to wait. And you'd imagine he would have been doubting in a lot of that time, or had to really put his faith in the Lord. But in today's reading, we hear that the Lord asks him to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. After all that time waiting, he finally had his beloved son, and the Lord asked him to sacrifice him. And so this reveals a lot about Abraham. This would have been a very heart-wrenching moment for him. But his faith was so deep that he was willing to do whatever the Lord asked of him, even to the point of sacrificing his own son. And more than that, Scripture even tells us that he still trusted in God's promise. He still believed that even if he sacrificed his son Isaac, that he would still have descendants through him, because somehow God would bring Isaac back. That's how deep his faith was. He trusted that even if he sacrificed his son, that God's plan would still work out. That's a deep faith. You can imagine a lot of other people might have faltered in their faith at that moment. I think a good question for us to ask is, why would God ask this of Abraham? It sounds almost like a very cruel thing to ask of him. And this is kind of an anomaly in the Old Testament, because there's many times where God is trying to get the Israelites to stop human sacrifice, because there was human sacrifice to demons at the time, to false gods. But God didn't want that from his people. And so it's very strange that in this moment, that's what the Lord asks for. But it makes sense only in the light of the New Testament, because this event is foreshadowing something that would happen in the future. This is actually foretelling the future, because 2,000 years later, our Heavenly Father would sacrifice his own beloved son. And just as Isaac carried the wood up one of the hills of Moriah, Jesus Christ would have the wood of the cross that he would carry to his crucifixion. And just as Isaac was laid on the wood of the altar and he obeyed willingly in obedience to his father, Jesus Christ would willingly lay down his life on the hill of Calvary. And just as Isaac carried the wood up one of the hills of Moriah, so too the hill of Calvary was one of the hills of Moriah. So these two events were taking place in the same spot, separated by 2,000 years. It's for this reason that Abraham is called our father in faith, because he was willing, as a loving father, to sacrifice his own beloved son. And that anticipated the sacrifice that our Heavenly Father would make years later. And so there's two points that I want to draw out. And first, how blessed we are that our Heavenly Father would sacrifice so much for our sake. If we think about how difficult it would have been for Abraham to go through this, think about the sacrifice of our Heavenly Father offering his own beloved son. But it was because of his deep concern for each one of us, and because he recognized the terrible price of sin that only God could repay. But that can reveal to us how deep the Lord's love is for each one of us. And no matter how great our sacrifices are for God, he sacrificed a lot more for us. And so I think it helps to keep that in mind, to put things in perspective when we have to sacrifice things for our Lord. And the second point I would draw out is to learn from Abraham not to lose faith in times of trial, but to persevere. Abraham had to go through a lot in order to follow the Lord's promise. But the Lord was faithful to him, and everything that he promised Abraham came true. His descendants are as numerous as the stars of the sky. And because of what Abraham did, salvation would come to all nations on the earth. We are recipients of salvation because of what Abraham did. And so God was faithful to his promise. And Abraham believed against all odds that God would fulfill his promise. And I think that's an important lesson to us in the midst of trials. And we can see the same thing in the gospel today. We have the gospel of the transfiguration. And Christ chooses Peter, James, and John to witness the transfiguration. Why those three? Well, part of the reason why those three are the witnesses is because those are the same three that Jesus is going to have with him to witness his agony in the garden. He takes Peter, James, and John with him to the agony in the garden. And so he wanted their faith to be strengthened so that when they did face trials, when they were witnessing the passion of Christ, that they wouldn't fall away. And so the lesson that we can learn from Abraham and from Peter, James, and John is in the face, whatever trials we're going through, no matter how difficult they are, to never lose hope and to recognize that God is going to be faithful to his promise and he's going to deliver us. He foresees everything, and he has it all planned out, just as he did for Abraham. And so in the personal struggles we face, whether it's physical illnesses, or whether it's trials in our family relationships, or whether it's struggles with sin that we just can't break and we keep falling into, to stay true and to persevere in the midst of those trials. The church is going to be facing a lot of trials in the coming years, because our country is going in a very bad direction, and there's a lot of very bad things going on in our nation. There are very destructive ideologies, attacks against the sacredness of life. There's the repression of free speech and freedom of thought, including many beliefs that are part of Catholic teaching. It's not going to be long before that persecution comes against the church. And so we need to be prepared that in our personal lives, in our families, and in the society around us, there will be trials, and so we need to be prepared for those and to face those as Abraham did with unwavering faith. Not to get bitter about the trials we're going to face, not to be resentful, and certainly not to be afraid, but to recognize that no matter what evil we face, God can bring good out of it, as he did from the sacrifice of the cross. And our Lord has sacrificed far more than we ever will. But we're blessed in the midst of trials. There's great graces there. And God brings blessings out of times of trial, just as he did with Abraham's sacrifice. And so the lesson for us to learn is that no matter what happens, no matter what trials we face, to stay firm in our faith like Abraham did and persevere to the end, knowing that God is going to bless us abundantly.